Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Will Stevenson.
Somebody didn't tell everybody everything they needed to know about this morning, I think. Good morning. It is 7:15. This is Galesburg Live on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Sometimes you just can't rely on other people, I tell you. But I am glad you're with us this morning. Normally, as you know, if you don't hear me at this time of day, normally I'm my day job is Galesburg's Evening News, weeknights from 5 to 6, and we'll be back, of course, with that Monday night. But we got a lot of things to do and a lot of things to talk about in the next 2 hours this morning, and I'm always glad to take my turn as host of this program. No, Mona, you're not going to be on for the whole 2 hours. You'll be fine. My first guest, I think, just made a little worry about our intent here this morning. I'm kidding, of course, but that's okay. This morning, for the next 2 hours, we're going to talk, I think, a lot about giving and ways that you can give and support the community as we head into the holidays. In an hour, our annual community food drive starts, and I'll just tell you about that for a moment here. We're going to be at both Hy-Vee locations. We'll be at the Galesburg Walmart Supercenter in town, and we will be collecting food with the big brown UPS truck at those locations, non-perishable food for the Fish Food Pantry. In our second hour this morning, Diane Copeland, president of the Fish Food Pantry, will join us. We'll talk about fish and all the great work that they do in the community as our food drive again kicks off from 8 to 4 today. We will also be in Monmouth at Fairway collecting for the Jamison Center, as we also do every year for them. I'll be at Fairway later this afternoon. If I can be so shameless and get all my plugs in right out of the way this morning here. And we appreciate your support of our annual community food drive. And in fact, Tyler Gum will check in with us live in the next hour as well once our food drive kicks off this morning. And we thank you for your support of that. And I know the organizers of the annual Gift of Lights event here in Galesburg will appreciate your support as well. And there are a number of ways you can do it. I should say normally that I'm a big proponent of celebrating one holiday at a time, although I think the snow last week put a lot of folks in the Christmas mood. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I prefer to go from Halloween to Thanksgiving to Christmas and, well, then to my birthday in January, one at a time. But that's really, you know, maybe that's just me. But it is time to start thinking about ways that you can help give in the community, and the Gift of Lights is one way to do that. And I love Christmas lights, so I guess I'll make an exception to my one holiday at a time rule for Christine Crow and the founder of Gift of Lights, Mona Magnus, who are here in studio this hour this morning. Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
Good morning, Will.
I appreciate you putting up with me this hour again, although, Mona, I'm sorry, Christine didn't really tell you what was going on this morning.
That's right.
My goodness. What is wrong with you, Christine? I tell you.
But so I roll up in here. I just said that earlier, right?
Yeah. Well, right. You know, that's all right. Hey, no, we're glad to have you both here nonetheless, because yes, this is a fantastic community thing that Mona, I imagine, has grown each of the last couple of years since you've started doing it, right?
Yes, absolutely. You know, our first year was 2017. Mm-hmm. This is our third annual. And we are definitely growing. Absolutely.
Let me kind of go back to the beginning here then, Mona. Talk a little bit about how this started and how you thought that this could be a thing that the community could support.
Well, I lived in Vegas.
Yeah.
For some time.
And if you don't like lights, and you should probably shouldn't be in Las Vegas.
Absolutely. So in Vegas, they had, you know, something very similar at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. And
yeah, that's right.
When moved from there, and then we moved to Arizona, and they had what they call the Zoo of Lights. Excuse me. And
sure.
When we decided to move back home, we went around and was looking for some Christmas lights and really thought that this is a passion of my dad's and our family, and we thought that we could bring it here and start a new tradition for Galesburg.
In that respect, we should probably tell a little bit of your story, too. What led you to come back to this area?
Well, I've always wanted to come back. My family is here. I'd come back every summer, and my husband had the opportunity with CenturyLink, and we decided that it was time to make a change and brought our youngest daughter here, and love it.
Although I couldn't imagine, although as much as I'm not a fan of heat, I couldn't imagine leaving Las Vegas, though, eventually. I mean,
Vegas is good.
Yeah.
But you don't do what all the tourists do every day.
Yeah.
And so you're really never downtown. And we love to be a part of our community. So it was a better fit for us to move home.
Yeah, I certainly understand that. And for as much as I think people are somehow negative about this community for various, frankly, unjustified reasons, in my opinion, I think it's those like you who decide that there's something they can do to help the community that help make it what it is and help make it that much better.
You know, I really try every year to make sure that we get the community involved and get our friends involved and family, and everybody has really come together to make it successful. Everybody's able to see a smile on a kid's face with the lights and, you know, the letters to Santa. Things like that are something that people really enjoy, and that's what our family loves to bring to our community.
And some of us who are still kids in our 40s kind of feel that way, too.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
Yes. There you go. Christine, I'll bring you into this once we take a break, and some more questions for Mona, too. Mona Magnus and Christine Crow are here with the annual Gift of Lights event starting in about a month at Lincoln Park here in Galesburg. We'll talk more about it. And if you're a business leader in the community, there's a way you can and should help.
Tune in for Fighting Illini football this afternoon as Illinois takes on Michigan State. Coverage begins at 1:30.
Follow the Illini all season long on WGIL.
724 WGIL. This is Galesburg Live. Good morning. Thanks for joining us this morning. I'm Will Stevenson. Next hour, we will talk with the Fish Food Pantry and their president, Diane Copeland. Our community food drive starts next hour as well, so we'll get you up to date on that about 60 minutes from now here on Galesburg Live. But right now, we're getting you up to date on this year's Gift of Lights display at Lincoln Park with the founder, Mona Magnus, and her faithful assistant, Christine Crow. Did I give you too much? Did I give you too much credit, Christine?
No, that was perfect.
Yeah, I knew you'd see it my way. Thank
yes,
you
yes.
very much. All right, let's. We were talking before the break about Mona about how this got started, and it really, as you said, just kind of started from a desire to help the community you were living in and just moved to, pretty much. Talk a little bit about why, as you mentioned, this was kind of something that was kind of in your family, that you were saying your dad was kind of passionate about. Is that right?
Yeah. So we got here, and my dad was driving around and looking at Christmas lights, something that we did every Christmas. And he's like, there's not a lot of lights. And, you know, what do you think about this? Could we do it?
Yeah.
And here we are.
It was just that simple. Somebody said, can we do it? And that's how it happened?
It literally was a passive conversation that him and I had. And as a family, we sat down and I said, well, let me see what I can do. And I went to the chamber and the city of Galesburg, and working with Tony at Parks and Recreation has been fantastic.
They really probably saw a desire to do something different, too. I mean, one of the big complaints, again, frankly, and I'm sorry to say this if you agree with it, unjustified things about Galesburg is that there's nothing to do. And you know, I imagine they probably saw a need just as you did to have something to do, right?
Yeah. You know, when we sat down and Tony came to me and was like, can you propose a plan? And I had a plan together. He gave me about 30 days or so. So we put a plan together and
no pressure.
Right. And he was really helpful. The chamber was really helpful. And we got things together and things moving in 2017. And every year, you know, the Parks and Recreation and Tony and Don at you know, one of the managers at Lincoln Park, really helped make this successful as a team.
Was it one of those things where you had a plan? I've once heard it said that planning is everything, but the plan means nothing.
Yes.
It was that kind of one of those situations for you? You had an idea, and maybe it just needed flushing out, I guess, but and some help in kind of implementing that plan? Or was the plan, was the end result, at least that first year, different than kind of the plan you had mapped out?
You put everything on paper and you think that you're going to be able to design it this way. And we had, you know, designs set out and plans set out. And when you get out there and you get the community and your friends and you see the kids run around putting lights up, it's kind of, you make it your own.
Yeah.
You know, the kids put the lights where they want to put them and
get in the spirit. Yeah, you know, everybody has ownership and becomes more like a stakeholder. And, well, Mona, I don't know if you remember, what year did you move here?
I'm just going to let Christine take over the interview,
all right,
by the way.
I'm
kidding.
2016.
Okay, so Mona won't be aware of, now, I don't know, Will, if you remember, there was a
I don't remember what
farm.
I did yesterday.
Oh,
no.
Oh, man. It's a struggle. That's why we have coffee.
Yeah, well, bless that.
But there was an older country home on the way to Watauga.
Yes, I do remember that.
Holmes,
yeah.
I believe. The Holmes family. I could be wrong.
I think you might be right.
And cars would line up forever, I remember, as a kid. And they had this huge Christmas display. I mean, there wasn't an inch of their yard that didn't have some neat scene or, you know. And it was, a lot of the time, I think it was the same every year.
Yeah.
But you got is equally excited every year to see all the lights lit up and to drive through to see. And everybody made plans just for that. And that was just right outside of town. So why can't we bring that in town?
I am from Kewaunee, and on the south end of town at Winmont Park, there is a brilliant light display every year. And like I said, I'm a sucker for Christmas lights. So,
right,
you know,
on.
just throw me in a car and drive. And as long as there are Christmas lights in the way, along the way, I may not be, I may not know that you're kidnapping me and throwing me into your car, but
we might have candy, Will.
But I think that this is a Christmas lights display I have to remember I'm talking about here.
That's right. Sorry. Okay.
That's okay. So, but that's a very, very good point. I think that there are examples of things like that in areas smaller than Galesburg. So why can't Galesburg do something like that?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we are.
Yeah,
we
exactly.
are.
That's true. Yep, we are right now. Yep.
And every year gets bigger and bigger. We had, you know, last year was a little challenging with the weather.
Yeah.
But other than that, this year we're looking at 40 plus displays.
Oh my goodness.
And thousands of lights. And, you know,
how does that vary from the first year, the 40 displays and the thousands of lights? Where were you at year one with this?
We had about 20 displays, so we've doubled
That's great.
In displays, but we've also doubled in just lights that are going on the trees.
Yeah.
And it's about what everybody can enjoy. What can the kids enjoy? What do the families want to see? You know, what can we do just to make a couple, you know, it's three weekends in December. And what can we do to make it special for those, you know, exact 6 days is what the event is, you know, on for. And that's our priority, right, is to bring some holiday cheer.
And on that note, we need to take another break here. We'll talk about what all those you'll see at the Gift of Lights this year. We'll talk about ways you can help the Gift of Lights this year, both if you want to volunteer some time and if you're a local business that has a few bucks that you can help with this project. They need all the help you can get. We'll talk about that in a few moments. Mona Magnus and Christine Crow are here. I should really just sober up before I come to work. They're both with the Gift of Lights event that, again, will be happening starting a month from now in Lincoln Park for a few weekends. More details on that coming up. But first, Nick Isher has WGIL News headlines. It is 7:32 at Galesburg Live on WGIL. Good morning.
Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Will Stevenson.
It's 736 at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. I'm glad you're with us for Galesburg Live this morning. It's Saturday, November 9th. I'm Will Stevenson. Please listen to Galesburg's Evening News weeknights from 5 to 6. I sure would appreciate that. I'll be back Monday night at 5 with that. But as always, glad to be here and take my turn hosting our Saturday morning conversation, which will continue in our 8 o'clock hour with Diane Copeland, president of the Fish Food Pantry. They are one of the beneficiaries of our annual community food drive, which we do with UPS every year. Just go to either Hy-Vee location in Galesburg or the Galesburg Walmart Supercenter. Big brown trucks will be out front, as will people just like me collecting non-perishable foods for the Fish Food Pantry, which is, again, why Diane will be here next hour. We also will be at Fairway in Monmouth today, collecting for the Jamison Center Food Pantry in Monmouth with the big brown UPS truck there. So, again, that's from 8 to 4 today, and we appreciate your support, and we'll talk more about that next hour and more about the Fish Food Pantry. But this hour, we are continuing a conversation about what will be the third annual Gift of Lights.
Absolutely.
At Lincoln Park. You just heard Mona Magnus. Christine Crow is with her as well, and we appreciate, again, both of you coming in this morning.
Sure.
Thank you.
Mona, you were kind of talking off the air, and I think this was probably where I wanted to go next. We talked a little bit about the planning for this. What's it like? I imagine, like with a lot of fundraisers and other things, they always say that you start planning for next year tomorrow. Is that kind of the case with the Gift of Lights?
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, every year I've learned that we take suggestions, you know, from what other people would like to see, mm-hmm. some things that we can add, some things that we can do. So next year, no later than February, we're already starting to plan for the following year and reaching out to the community and seeing what they would like. That came about a little later this year. Our new addition is our personalized greeting cards.
Oh, very cool.
So that came as an idea from United Way of Knox County.
Yeah.
And sat with them, and they thought it was a really great idea, and we put some ideas together, and it has really, really taken off.
That's fantastic, and I want to talk more about that addition and what folks will see coming up a bit later on, but Christine, I'm going to move you back into this discussion this year. Talk to me about, from your perspective, how you got involved and what made you want to get involved with this.
Well, Mona was pretty aggressive. No, I'm just kidding.
I knew it. I knew there was something to that.
No.
I'm passionate about it.
Yes, Mona is very passionate about it. This is true. But we got to know each other a lot through a previous working relationship. And then through a softball organization. So she came up to me because I help a lot, with a lot of the fundraising. I don't do a lot of it because I'm not the organizer, but I try to help with that. I think she wanted to piggyback off that and see if I could assist her with the fundraising aspect, because there's a lot involved. It takes a lot of time to go and talk to people, to send letters, to send emails, to go greet people. And luckily, I'm able to take some time off from my own full-time job to go do that and help out. Happy to do that for her. And because I know last year, you know, they had some support, but it's just them. It's just them trying to go and get and solicit all of these different donations and everything. And that's a lot of work, even if it's a full year.
I think that's an important point you bring up, as we were talking in a somewhat unrelated interview in this past week on Galesburg's mm-hmm. Evening News. I think a lot of organizations spend a lot of time with, you know, sort of the boots on the ground thing, trying to get the help out there and get the need out there, that they don't spend as much time as maybe they should, again, because you're doing all that other work, you know, mm-hmm. trying to get help to make things like this bigger and better and at the very least cover some of your costs for it, right?
Yes, it takes a lot of time and a lot of effort. And, you know, we're very, very thankful, you know, for the sponsors that we do have. You know, Dave's Auto Body has been a blessing. And It's really been something that they came on board this year and helped us out.
Thanks to your so-called emotional support person.
Absolutely,
here.
Absolutely. So, you know, it takes 9 generators and, you know, the gas to put that together and the power that, you know, goes with it.
And just fill those every night,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, fill them every night.
And doing that and putting that all up, I think my point is that, you know, at some point you have to, you almost think about, almost I would imagine when it's too late, oh yeah, we got to figure out a way to pay for all this.
Yes. Yeah. You know, it is something that I think about, but I do believe in my heart that this is something that's great for the community and everybody wants to see it. So we will make it happen.
So, Christine, you're going around more or less door to door at this point with local businesses seeing what, if anything, they can give, right?
Yep. That's exactly what I did. Actually, last week I took a little time off and went and spent most of the day trying to go around and talk to everybody. And thankfully, Dave's was a phone call. So,
yes,
he's probably just as happy as I was.
No. Dave will want to see you in person at some point,
I'm sure. He sees me enough. Yeah,
there
I'm
you go.
Sure. Yeah. But a lot of the businesses were very, very gracious in that and taking the time to speak or allow me to come in and to their office and sit down with them and really tell them what it was about. So that was really nice. Some of them, it is a little late for them and they're trying to figure out how to assist with it. But they've been very nice and trying to say what they can do. And we're trying to let them know that besides monetary donations, even
some
things
supplies,
like,
right?
Yeah, extension cords, you've got gift cards for like gasoline for the generators.
Right.
Stuff like that. So.
You know, we always need more LED lights. We're, you know, using LED lights.
You're going to turn Lincoln Park into that sort of into a Clark Griswold's house on Christmas vacation.
That's
at
the
some
goal.
Point, aren't
that,
you?
You know what? That is the goal. I would love to
run up the electrical meter.
Right. Absolutely. And have it as bright as
Ameren?
It can be.
Yeah,
right.
That's right.
you
know.
Go.
Just to make it as bright as can be, and mm-hmm. and it's not, the displays aren't only just, you know, a Christmas design. It's whatever they want to come out and make. You know, we had a family that's coming out that they're doing a memory tree.
Okay.
Which
mm-hmm.
is awesome.
That's great.
And the sky's the limit. You know, I do put, you know, meet with every person that goes out there and ensure that everything is appropriate and it's fun. And this is for the kids and this is for family. And, you know, we ensure that we communicate that. And but the sky's the limit.
Yeah. You know, it's important you say that. Every now and then I'll, you know, drive to East Peoria, even by myself, because, you know, I'll do that because I like Christmas lights.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I'll drive
beautiful.
Through the display and I'll see the Starship Enterprise. And for a brief moment, I won't understand why the Starship Enterprise is there. But then I realize I like lights and I just say, oh, to heck with it. It doesn't matter. It's lights. And that's at its core is what it's about.
That's what I love is that, you know, people are so creative. You know, the balloon race team, they're bringing out, you know, balloons and lighting them up.
That's fantastic.
Whatever anybody feels is symbolic to them.
Sure.
You know, let's just spread the joy. That's all we want to do and light it up so everybody can be a part of it. And there's no way that, you can't make whatever you want to make.
And we tried to make it more like an open invitation. And so I'm glad that we're here on the radio, too, to kind of really spread that out. Because I've been calling, like, churches and inviting them. And that's a lot of phone calls. So hopefully some of those groups can hear that.
It's a lot of phone calls. But I imagine there aren't a lot of people so far that have said no thank you.
Correct. Yeah, they've been really excited about it and they've really wanted to, you know, hear more about it. And so I've given them that information. I've, you know, sent them Mona's information. So hopefully they can go ahead and secure a spot. Spots are free.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Free. And it's open to really anybody. I mean,
We'll talk about more about that here in just a moment, but I need to take one more break. We are talking with Mona Magnus and Christine Crow, involved in the Gift of Lights, starting a month from now, pretty much, at Lincoln Park. We'll talk about what you can see, and again, more ways you can help. And if you think you have what it takes to put up a fancy light display, I'm sure they would love to hear from you. We'll talk more about that when we come back.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Ten before 8 o'clock at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. One more segment of this hour of Galesburg Live, and then we will move after 8 o'clock into talking to Diane Copeland, president of the Fish Food Pantry. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us on this Saturday morning. It is going to be a beautiful Saturday, and after the last couple of days of cold weather, I'm going to be glad that it's going to be 50 today with sunshine, and that'll make it easier to stand outside in the cold during our community food drive today, because it's not going to feel cold. But we would do it anyway, mind you, but the fact that it's going to be sunny in 50 is much easier, and we'll talk more about that next hour. We're talking this hour with Mona Magnus and Christine Crow at the Gift of Lights Drive, starting a month from now in Lincoln Park, and I'll talk about that in a second. I don't want to spill too much about what we were talking about off the air, but you're starting this work in earnest tomorrow, right?
Yes, actually, today we are going to go get all the stuff out of the storage and the things that the lights, and we're going to start putting up lights starting tomorrow.
Oh my gosh, we're at that time. Or again, as I mentioned at the beginning of the program, I really prefer to go from one holiday to the next, but you know, with something like this, the sooner you can get things done and get that part of it out of the way, I imagine the better off you'll be once you turn on all the lights, right?
Absolutely. You know, we have great organizations that are coming out and help, you know, Out of Darkness. And
that's wonderful.
And United Way Knox County. They're the recipients this year.
That's great.
For all of the entry fees and we're going to donate to them. And they have really stepped up and really helped us throughout the year to make this year successful.
That's fantastic. I imagine you could probably, especially as we get closer to turning everything on, you could probably use more help, correct?
Absolutely. We, do multiple power checks, make sure everybody's display.
Are you replacing light bulbs one light at a time?
And
do all the strands go out at once like they do with the rest of
them? No, they're just in a big ball, like you saw, like Clark Griswold. That's what we're going to do today. Yes, we're going to entangle lights.
Entangle lights and do light checks. And it's going to be great. And that's something, we love to do. It's great.
Yeah, I kind of like that part of it, although I'm afraid of heights, so you will not see me get up on a ladder and put things on the roof or anything like that. But I'll stay on ground level if you need somebody to check lights. But
you know it.
Yeah,
come on
I
out.
Will. Yeah.
He can direct traffic.
Direct traffic. We have people directing traffic, giving out candy canes.
Direct traffic. I do enough of that here.
Oh.
I'm kidding.
Then you're a pro.
Talk a little bit more about that. What kinds of help do you typically need? You need people to direct traffic. You need people to help you set up the lights. You need people to help you check the lights. You need all kinds of things with this.
Yeah,
site.
Even the nights of the event, we, have to turn on all the lights, have to go around and make sure that all the generators are full of gas and make sure that all the lights are working. And, when it hits, 5:58, my husband and my dad go out and make sure that everything is turned on and ready to go for those, for it to open up straight up 6 o'clock. So we're pretty prompt on that. As long as all lights are on and there's no hiccups, but everything else, it takes a bunch of people to direct the traffic, make sure everybody's going where they're going to go, everybody's safe. Candy canes, we give out candy canes every year.
Awesome.
We collect letters for Santa, and it's just a really fun time, a few weekends out of the year, and give some joy and love back to the community.
What, in general, what are some of the things display-wise that people will see this year?
We're going to have a I'm hoping a really big new display. We have the Ferris wheel, of course.
Awesome.
There's a couple displays that we're keeping under wraps right now, but we added the Elf Village last year. My dad created that, and Knox County, United Way of Knox County, they're bringing out two displays this year, so I'm really excited. They're kind of doing the Star Wars theme. Out of Darkness is really bringing out a couple displays that are absolutely amazing, handmade, hand-painted, hand-cut out. And, you know, the Railroad Days brings out the trains, and we're lighting up the trains. And
wonderful.
You know, of course, we can't forget our 10-foot Santa.
Oh, my goodness. That's fantastic, too.
We gotta love the 10-foot Santa.
What's Christmas without a 10-foot Santa? Or
I know, right?
I'm just saying. Bigger the better, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. You mentioned the letters to Santa. Talk a little bit about that.
Yes. So we have a mailbox that, you know, all the letters go directly to Santa. And, you know, they get there in time no matter what. And
of course.
They get responded to. So it has been a huge hit.
I think that's the way that I can help you out this year. I'll volunteer to personally take those letters to Santa at the
perfect.
North Pole.
That's what we need.
Yeah, perfect.
A volunteer to do that.
He's always too busy for an interview on my program every year, so I figure I'm going to have to go to him. That's the only solution.
That is the solution.
Interview on location.
Yeah,
right.
See?
Perfect.
Yeah. I'm always thinking. That's the thing. So that's fantastic. Anything else new or different that you are willing to disclose this year, Mona?
You want to talk more about the cards, right?
Oh, so, yes.
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
So this year we have created personalized greeting cards. They're hand-built, hand-painted.
And they're the size of a pallet, right?
They are.
I don't want anybody to think they're the tiny little thing.
Oh, no, they're big.
Yeah.
They're big. They're, you know, 4x8s. And we light them up, paint them up. Bates is a sponsor this year also for those gift cards. And it's been fantastic. They are $150 mm-hmm. to sponsor one of the gift cards. And it's completely personalized. So we have a form where you can reach out to me directly and we'll put it together, and we're building them constantly as we go between now and the day that we open up, which is December 6th.
I'll say December 6th is the day you open up, and then for those 3 weekends, you'll be open at night pretty much, right?
Yes. So it will be Fridays and Saturdays.
Okay.
The 6th and 7th, 13th and 14th, 20th and 21st from 6 to 9 p.m.
Okay, and that's at Lincoln Park.
Lincoln Park, and the entrance is off of Lincoln Park Drive.
Okay, very good. So if folks need more information about the Gift of Lights, or if there's a business, hint, hint, wink, wink, that wants to continue, thank you, that wants to support the drive, what's the best way they can contact you?
They can get a hold of me either Facebook or MonaMagnus@yahoo.com, or they can call me on my phone. Anybody and everybody can probably get a hold of me at any time.
And your number is?
702-460-5853.
702-460-5853.
Yes, sir.
All right, very good. If the businesses call and want to sponsor, you will give them Christine's home phone number.
I will.
Yep,
I will.
She'll forward over to myself and I can take care of that part of it. That's fine. Yep.
All right. We have just a few seconds left. Anything else you want to bring up about this year's Gift of Lights, Mona? Christine?
It is $5 per car.
Right.
To get into the Gift of Lights. And we're always looking for, we need 3 more generators.
Okay.
We are short 3 generators this year. And if anybody wants to, you know, sponsor candy canes, gas, or LEDs, just let us know, and we look forward to it.
And the proceeds from the admission, you pay per carload to go right again this year to the United Way of Knox County and to the Out of the Darkness Walk.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
All right, very good. Mona Magnus, Christine Crow, thank you so much for putting putting up with me, really.
And it has been great.
It's been a pleasure.
For putting up the gift of lights every year, and thanks for all the work you're doing for the community. This is a fantastic thing. Fantastic, fantastic thing. And we should also say that our sister station, 105.3 KFM, puts up fancy music every year, too, and we're very happy to help you out in that regard, too.
Absolutely.
Thanks again, ladies.
Yep, thank you.
Appreciate
it. Best of luck this year, for sure.